It's been a near constant on the University of Tulsa campus this week. Thousands of inch-long black or dark brown field crickets are gathered here and at several other spots in Tulsa, Broken Arrow, and Owosso. And those are just the places we've heard about. They cluster together in plain sight, hundreds of them giving walls and floors a living, chirping texture. It's all a bit unsettling.
I was amazed. I've never seen that many in one place.
That's the word
like
that
from
I
the
use,
Bible,
yeah.
A legitimate plague.
That's definitely the word I would use, actually, is a plague. Oh my gosh.
It's also caught the attention of entomologist and University of Tulsa professor Peggy Hill.
To see them in those numbers that close together is really odd. I mean, I don't ever recall hearing this happen before with crickets.
Now, last summer, Tulsa had a similar surge in the field cricket population. Some think the abnormally hot, dry weather fueled it. The same thing happened 60 years ago. A 1953 report from two Oklahoma State University researchers talks about severe drought preceding swarms of crickets so huge, some streets were too dangerous to drive on because of all the crushed bugs. That weather pattern wasn't around this year, yet the crickets still came.
Happening again this year definitely surprises me, because I thought, oh wow, you know, they've just emerged all at once. So the huge spike because of the rains that came after the long drought.
When a certain phenomenon happens, scientists are interested. But when it happens again under very different circumstances, now you've got their attention.
If you see an anomaly more than once, then it ceases to be an anomaly, and you need to look at why.
Peggy's recent work is focused on the little-studied prairie mole cricket. It's sort of like the legendary griffin, except instead of a lion with the front half of an eagle, it's a 2-inch cricket with the front half of a mole. She can only speculate on why the field crickets are out in force again, but she knows this swarming behavior is out of the ordinary.
It is weird, and it's not normal, and it probably isn't going to promote the survival, you know, of individuals or of their ability to mate.
For one thing, these orchestras, yes, a group of crickets is called an orchestra, sound like one big noise to us. Most of their chirping is meant to attract and locate that special other cricket. But layer all those calling songs together, and even the crickets get confused.
You know, the chances of attracting, you know, a female by one individual are going to decrease if there are hundreds of them together.
Then there's that other issue with crickets jumping everywhere.
To be honest, I'm trying not to step on them. I feel like I'm going to harm the ecosystem or something.
There's the remains of some on my shoe right now, actually.
Some people are grossed out, and entomologists' curiosities are piqued. But there are also a few people who will actually enjoy having all these crickets around for the next few weeks.
I guess you can call it peaceful, the sound that they make.
Speaking of the sound they make, Peggy Hill took a few minutes to listen to it after she was interviewed. She says the increased amplitude and frequency of certain chirps, along with the cricket's odd behavior, may indicate they're a different species. But that would take much closer study to determine. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.